Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp here. It is February 12th. Here with my neighbor to the north, Jeremy Lambert, lead wrestling writer. How you doing, Jeremy?
You're very loud. Why are you yelling at me? You've been yelling at me all day on Skype, and now you're on the
have
show.
I been yelling at you? Have I been yelling at you on Skype all day?
I've you always yell at me on Skype.
I've not been that active on Skype. I've been doing articles that have been sitting on our back end for about a year, and they're evergreen content. I was like, you know what? I should do those today. As I waited for a Danhausen interview that I accidentally put live, I asked him if Stan Lane was his dad.
I've heard about this story that's going around. Isn't Stan Lane all of our fathers in some way?
I mean, he should be. He should be. Guys, leave a thumbs up, subscribe, tap that bell for notification. How about this? How about you go subscribe to twitch.tv/FightfulGaming? You guys cracked 1,000 followers today, Jeremy.
Yeah, you were like, oh, by the end of February, I'll be happy if 1,000 followers. February 12th, Sean Ross Sapp. February 12th. Joseph and myself, we're big stars.
I mean, people keep saying my mic is different. It is. Hold on. Let me fix that real quick.
Bam! There we go.
Oh, my God.
There we go. Much better, right?
I mean, you sound terrible regardless, so, but sure.
It was coming through my webcam. I don't know why.
I don't know.
Well, we fixed it. We got you set up. I apologize for that, guys. How about this? You subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. I posted a lot of stuff this week. I've got so much Royal Rumble news that your goddamn head will spin. Next Royal Rumble ideas, people who were at the Royal Rumble, people that weren't at the Royal Rumble, alternates. I posted news of a new WWE signing. Today, I posted news of a meeting that left a lot of employees upset. FightfulSelect.com breaking more wrestling news than anywhere, by God. And that's just in addition to the half dozen shows. I do a Q&A show every week. I do an exclusive news show every week. Oh, man. We got SmackDown to talk about, though. I do my customary 8:09 Eastern Roman Reigns is good tweet, but it was a solid SmackDown that had some matches that mattered. A weird approach for some of it, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it started off with Roman Reigns. You can rarely go wrong with a SmackDown that starts off with Roman Reigns. It's a shame that like the end of them after this opening segment. I like my Roman Reigns to be featured at least 30 minutes per show. Not 10 minutes. So that was a shame. But hey, I like when Roman Reigns is on the show. And I like when he's bullying Adam Pearce, because Adam Pearce deserves to be bullied.
I do too. Guys, I'm going to bully you unless you leave us a thumbs up. And if you send super chats, I will also not bully you. You didn't get your question or statement read on the air. Do that. and someone says, Sean, did you hear about that ringside exclusive about that meeting? I did. I did. Yeah. Nerd Guru says, good show tonight, but no women's chamber sucks. Easily could have had the Dusty Cup winner challenge for the tag titles in the chamber, but nope. I don't know how much sense that would make.
No, they're getting challenged. Yeah, they're getting this one, their 2-on-2 match. Why are they going to put them in the chamber? That's not.
I was like surprised that. They never just made War Games the Elimination Chamber. It's the perfect structure. If WCW would have had an Elimination Chamber back in the day, there would have been no double cage. It would have just been the Elimination Chamber, and they could release people like that. But that's not the route they want to go. But the route I want to go is reading some of these by God super chats as we get into things. Flame Inc. says, unpopular opinion, the champions do or don't need to wrestle or even show up every day. What do they need to do? They are why? Okay, I'm trying to piece
you
this together.
Read?
Yes. Why do they need to? They are the best. They have nothing to prove. Yes. Sorry, I got ahead of myself there. I mean, yeah, but they're on the show. They're still on the show. I disagree with that. I think they should be
the champion. Showed up and were like presented like champions and didn't just lose.
There you go. Bryant Heath says, hey guys, hope you all are well. Lost my job yesterday due to budget cuts. Oh, and he put that in quotations. So I don't know if that's above board. He says, so I'll be watching tonight while applying for jobs. I enjoyed the SmackDown tonight though. So that's a positive. Well, Bryant, thank you for sending us a super chat, even though you're in sort of a crappy position. Hang on to your money, my dude. We appreciate your subscription on Fightful Select as well. Hope you like that article that Taylor Hendricks ended up writing for you. But yeah, we hope that you get back on your feet ASAP.
Yes, best of luck. Applying for jobs sucks. Losing a job sucks. But just keep shooting those shots, man.
Ryan B. Jam says, I think Paul saying Roman will have his title match with the chamber winner right after the chamber match is a shot at Edge's Money in the Bank cash in on Cena. It is, and I love it. So let's go ahead and talk about this opening segment. Reigns says he's the reason that WWE is here right now and why everybody's there. And Heyman rejects the notion that Reigns will or has to defend his title in the chamber, just that he has to defend it at the chamber. I like this. It's playing the contract game. It makes a lot of sense. And he says he'll defend it against whoever wins the match. And Pierce is like, oh, well, hey, that guy in the ring, Jey Uso, is going to be in this match. He doesn't have to qualify. He's taking you to the limit. Owens is taking you to the limit. I prefer qualifiers, but at least he tried to make sense of why he put these people in the match. I don't know if they heard the criticism of the Elimination Chamber or if SmackDown just makes more sense, but I'm for it.
I think it's the latter that SmackDown makes more sense. And I'm fine with Owens. Like, I wish they'd move on from this feud. We'll get into that a little bit later. I like Uso being in it. It kind of messes with Roman's head a little bit. Pierce, you can also present it as like Pierce had to scramble a little bit because Heyman threw him the curveball of, hey, Roman's just going to, he's going to face the winner. He's not actually in the chamber. So Pierce had to think on the fly and be like, all right, you know what? Kevin Owens, Jey Uso, they took you to the limit. We'll put them in the chamber. I loved, absolutely loved the Paul Heyman line of like, Roman wasn't at WrestleMania last year. Lowest attended WrestleMania of all time. You need this guy. Tremendous.
I thought that was, by Heyman. I thought it was really good. It was such low hanging fruit. And he was like, you know what? I'm going to eat it anyway. It's good and ripe. I loved it. Nerd Drew said, not wrestling related, but I was watching a video today where the host read a Blue Chew ad and thought they need to acknowledge SRS as their dong lord. Who doesn't? I mean, everybody should. Our friend, 57 names Deegan. I think it's like actually 40 names. I think it's like 40
it's
names.
Up like twice. I missed one show and all of a sudden she's doubled her names.
I lost count. She says, what's up, dudes? I like my coffee hot, my beer cold, and my reins heel af. Street Profits and Sasha Banks is a faction. Chef Kiss, I'd totally be down. I don't think Bianca would be.
Yeah.
That's what surprised me about that. We'll talk about that later. When Montez is up there dancing with Sasha, I figured Bianca would be like, I have life decisions to make right now.
But, it's a very trusty and healthy relationship,
sure,
Sean.
Sure. I don't want her to be like jealous. It's just like, hey, let's have some common courtesy here. I'm going to end up beating up this woman at WrestleMania. Oh, man.
He likes to have fun, Michael. It's okay.
He does like to have fun. Rob Reed says, Sonya is killing it in her assistant role. Can't wait to see her in the ring, though. So yeah, after this, Adam Pearce is like, hot damn, we've got a couple hours to set up these Elimination Chamber qualifiers. And I'm like, well, not really. You do have next week. Like, there is another show. But Sonya's like, hey, let's make this tag match that we're about to have a qualifier. I fully thought that the Mysterios were going to win this, Jeremy.
I didn't. I didn't think they were going to put Dominic in the Elimination Chamber. That was my concerns. Like, I don't know if Dominic is going to be in this chamber match here. So Corbin and Zayn made sense to win this match.
Well, I should have known better because Dominic has not had a match that does not have Baron Corbin in it since November. And they had another one here, and Sami Zayn and Baron Corbin won. And I thought it was pretty solid. I was all about that Blue Thunder Bomb from Sami Zayn. That was a nasty one. Also, Dominic eating the side of that announce table super hard. I shouldn't laugh. I'm sure he's a good kid. It was just funny. He ate it really hard. How'd you feel about this match?
It was good. I feel like Dominic's taking some lumps in these last couple of matches. I mean, the announce table tonight, the one Corbin match a few weeks ago was a little rough, and I'm not putting that fully on him, but I feel like he's taking some lumps in these matches as of late. I like the Dominic and Ray pairing, protect Dominic a little bit in these tag team matches. Sami Zayn, obviously great. They trust Baron Corbin in these spots. So a lot of this just feels like we're getting Dominic prepared to sort of take that next step and get him that experience that he can't get because there's no live events.
Wish my camera was clear. Can't really help it. Autofocus.
What is happening?
I don't know. Like I'm having equipment malfunction today. I did an interview with Danhausen and like my camera froze up. Look, now I just hop back into focus.
Hot boy, like a bunny.
Showing how old I am. My God.
You are
so
old.
You're pushing Corbin. 40. Corbin and Sami Zayn qualify. Sami Zayn cut a very extended promo here. I thought it was good. He tried to make common ground with Baron Corbin, but it's whatever. Hey, you know what? It had stakes, so I'm all about it. Why
you're a fan of the matches with stakes, Sean. That's what I've gathered throughout my time of knowing you.
When shit matters, I care about it a little bit more. We had Nia's whole package say two little grabs towards tonight's show, jobbing out the tag champs and promoting NASCAR this Sunday while Vengeance Day is still a thing. I don't have any problem with either one of those.
They're on at different times, aren't they? Isn't NASCAR like afternoon?
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I forgot that Roode and Ziggler were the tag champs. But you know what? If it's against people like Cesaro and Daniel Bryan, I don't have as much of a problem with it. Like if they're two of the top in-ring wrestlers, period. We'll talk more about that in a bit, but we're going to talk about Big E getting interrupted by Apollo Crews in the middle of an open challenge. And if I'm Big E, I'm saying the same exact thing. We're done. Go away. You have had five title shots. You don't need another one. I don't blame Big E.
Dude, Apollo Crews is just like the annoying little brother who just is like continuing to challenge you after you've just whooped his ass like multiple times at a video game. It's like, I've already beaten you, dude. Go away, get better, go practice on your own and stuff. I'm done with you though. Let me go play online and play some real competition. You suck, dude. And I'm with Big E on that. Completely with him. I'm glad he just dismissed Apollo because he shouldn't get another title shot.
So Nakamura instead answers the challenge. The match doesn't last that long. He lands a few good kicks, but Apollo interferes. And I really, really wish that the precedent was win matches and you'll get title matches instead of show up and you will or troll and you will.
I mean, it's an open challenge, though. So, like,
no. I mean, for Apollo, not Nakamura. I'm cool with that. Okay. That makes all kinds of sense. But, like, you know Apollo's going to get another one just because he trolled this. If I were Adam Pearce or Sonya, I'd be like, no, you screwed up our title match. And it was a title match against a guy who was about to be pissed off that we didn't put him in a chamber qualifier. But we said, hey, here's the inside edge. Big E's going to make this challenge. Go out there. We want you in this match. There you go. There's your consolation. Nope.
Once Apollo stayed at ringside, like, the finish was pretty telegraphed, at least to me. I'm just like, it's tough to get into this match. I like Nakamura, I like Big E. I was like, I ain't getting too invested in this match. Apollo's going to interfere at some point. Very telegraphed finish with Apollo remaining at ringside.
I thought Big E was great there. I thought he did so good in like just the face-to-face. Go to the back. I'm done with you. We're done. Like I wish that's the way everybody could end feuds in WWE.
Just kidding. No, they end feuds by saying this is the last time they'll ever face. That's how they end feuds in WWE.
Rube Abaden says, how about Edge versus Roman and Christian versus Drew at Mania? They win the belt and celebrate at the end like Benoit and Guerrero at Mania 20. I don't think they're going to have Christian beat Drew, and I want to see Christian fight somebody else, Jeremy.
You were really pushing hard for this Christian and Big E match. I'm with you. He's owed this match for, 6 years, 7 years now? I'm with you. It should happen. Oh, my God. Look at that.
Oh, my God. Could you just imagine?
What a shock.
Could you just imagine? Look, Biggie's like, oh no.
Who photoshopped? These are in the Thunderdome. What is happening? Oh, they're not photoshopped. They're from the Rumble.
No, they're not. I'm just saying, Biggie seems on board. He seems on board with this.
Yeah, I mean, Christian was asked about it on the bump. He was asked about it on the bump, and he gave a good answer for that.
Brandon Charles Powell says, kind of bummed that Shinsuke didn't get a qualifying match for the Chamber. Hopefully they'll still use him. It didn't make any sense to me that Nakamura didn't get one. I thought they were going to pick up that plot point of him getting screwed out of the gauntlet. And I gave WWE too much credit.
Yeah. Nakamura, this is what I feared when they heated him up for 2 weeks, is it's just like, now he's just kind of back to this. Not great.
Not great, but it'd be great if you guys got your super chats in. That would make me very, very happy. Ryan B. Jam says, I have zero interest in Corbin being in the Chamber match above Nakamura, but I'm happy to see Sami and KO in the Chamber. Same here. They did not need King Corbin in that Chamber match at all.
Best heel in the business, King Corbin, Sean. They loved it.
Where's Evan Wright? Is Evan Wright in this chat? I know we're going to get a solid $2 Canadian if so. It never fails. He's not here.
Oh, my God.
Who's going to do it?
Yeah, somebody's got to pick up the slack for Evan. Come on, guys. Corbin, I'm not, like, the biggest Corbin fan. I like his in-ring work. Just find something for this guy to do. Like, just find something for dude.
Matt, they had something for him to do, and then they fired it.
True.
Come on, what the hell, man? King of the Ring, it's done, it's over with. You guys can move on. Nerd Guru says, definitely thought Seth was replacing Cesaro, maybe still. Well, Seth Rollins came out for weeks. I've been begging for overbearing father Seth Rollins. We kind of got that, but this is the teacher, the father is too similar to the Messiah to me. I wanted, like, so happy it's sick, Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins, wearing a suit by Rubbermaid, comes out. The Burn It Down was back. So, like, I thought we were going to get, like, babyface Seth Rollins. He's a father now. He's just going to drop the Messiah stuff. And he talks about, oh, I'm a dad, I'm a changed man and everything. And then he goes right back into this Messiah stuff. It's not... Best heel in the biz. There you go. It's not good. This Messiah stuff is not. It's not good.
Nope.
It's just not.
It's not good.
I like Seth Rollins.
We want to like the stuff that he does, but this ain't it. Nick says, feel like Rollins is in the same boat as Brian Orton, even Okada to an extent. Done everything there is to do, and there's not much spice anymore. They added spice to Randy Orton last year. They've done it 100 times. If they had the right creative, they can heat somebody up. I mean, Becky Lynch had her coronation as champion after she had been champion before. Like, there's ways to heat these people up, but I don't think this was it. I think this was a miss. I think it was a real miss because it was just the same. It was the same. Cesaro hangs out there when everybody else leaves, and then he beats up Cesaro. Okay, I assume we get more out of that if they replace Cesaro in the chamber. Okay, sure. I'd be okay with that. That would lead to a fast lane gimmick, maybe.
I don't know why they're replacing Cesaro in the chamber. I'll talk about it in the main event, but I was kind of on board with like, oh, Cesaro, this has always been my complaint with Seth Rollins and this Messiah gimmick. Like, he doesn't have any followers. He's a Messiah, yes, but nobody's following him. So it's just like, dude, you're just a false prophet. And it's just, it's lame instead of like, it's just lame and corny instead of being like, I don't know what we're supposed to feel for this guy. I don't feel bad for him. I just think he's kind of a goof out there.
Yeah. I want something different for him. Hannah, of course, said best heel in the biz, Baron Corbin. Hannah says they can't do new King of the Rings. They don't know what to do with Corbin if he can't be king.
We know who should be King of the Ring, Sean. Yes. We know who should be
Xavier Woods.
Yes.
100% Xavier Woods should be King of the Ring.
The Kang! Xavier
Woods. I wish they would go back to like in the 80s when they would defend the crown. Like that's how Jim Duggan won it. That's how I think Ming won it. Harley Race. Randy Savage. The Macho King happened because he defended the crown was defended. Bryant Heath says, update, they're hiring Easter Bunny suit wearers. Do you mean the places you're applying for or the place you just got cut from? I'm very confused about this, Bryant. Please update us. Kyle says, do you think Seth will recruit KO? KO ain't doing that.
No.
He ain't doing that. No chance. Who do you think he could recruit?
I have no idea. What's Murphy doing? Can he just get Murphy back?
Walk into the ring to apparently pay respect.
Yeah, Murphy was out there, right? Like,
why was he out there?
Why was everybody out there? Like, why was anybody out there? That whole thing was weird. I did like Billy Kay like rocking out to the song and stuff, but like every single person was out there.
Hear me out.
Oh God,
he recruits Wesley Blake.
I was gonna say Blake and Murphy, just like reunite them. You're not doing anything with those two. Just reunite them.
Yes, like maybe after a while, Murphy's backstage and he's like, I can't even get on TV. Or Blake says that too, and he's like, I got an idea. Let's just hang out with Seth. Let's just hang out with Seth.
Recruit Gable. I mean, that's fine.
Well, like, Gable's recruiting Team Alpha people right now.
It should be a pyramid scheme, Sean. Seth recruits Gable. Gable recruits Otis. And it's just a giant pyramid scheme that they do.
Rob Reed says, I'm kind of into the idea of having Big E holding on to the IC title long enough to break Honky Tonk's record before moving on to the main title. I'd be completely fine with that. I think Honky Tonk Man has the most overrated sack of shit title reign in the history of wrestling. Can you remember one thing about that reign? What was that?
There's a bug in here.
Oh my God.
I had to go Karate Kid over here and just, you know, snatch that shit and get it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I had to kill that bug, Sean. It was bugging the hell out of me.
You think?
It was like Apollo Crews. I'm Big E, and it's Apollo Crews just coming around here wanting another title shot. So get the fuck out of here.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I've broken Sean. I don't even know. I just had to kill a bug. That's all I did.
You turned around. You went, ah!
I had to get that damn thing.
You looked like Dave Chappelle parodying Howard Dean. Oh, Big E breaking Honky Tonk's record. Where do you stand on it?
I'm fine with that. I'm with you. The Honky Tonk thing is, I'm shocked they haven't done that. Like, they don't really reference it anymore. But like, they should probably have someone do it.
Such a sack of shit title reign that was. Oh, he held it for 453. I don't give a shit how long he held it from. I can't remember one thing, but I can't remember him winning it. I just remember him losing it.
Io Shirai had a great comment with Sports Illustrated interview today. It was just like, Americans seem to care more about like the days that someone has held the title. Like I think it was Barrasso who interviewed her, was just like, oh, you've held the title for 250 days. She's like, yeah, Americans care more about the days. She's like, I care more about like title defenses and, you know, having quality matches and stuff. I was like, that makes a lot of sense because in Japan, you know, the number of defenses is more important than the number of days.
My hope was that she said, Honky Tonk Man sucks. That's what I hope, because he did. He was so bad.
He was
terrible. Yeah. Kyle says, do you think Edge chooses Drew and Undisputed Era attack Roman? You know what? I would be very interested in Undisputed Era attacking Roman. I would like for them to dress differently, though. Please stop wearing the same pants, the same shirt, the same hoodie everywhere you go. That is not a cool thing to do.
That's what I do. I wear the same shirt on like all these shows that I do.
Yeah, but we're not wearing the same stuff.
I want Undisputed Era to attack Drew, you know, call that back from NXT and everything. I think that's the kind of play that they won't do.
Nerd Guru says the Mysterios were out there. Like, what? Yeah, they were out there to show respect to Seth Rollins.
After he tried to ruin their family. Like, we respect you. You're a dad now. It's okay. I get it.
Nia's whole package says they should do a pawn of the ring where the losers advance to the next round and let Corbin win that thing too. That would be a great fall from grace, like a riches to rags story, so to speak. Brandon Campbell says it's hard to be the king or messiah with a gimmick like Roman's running the show. That's a good point. That's a very good point. Hannah says, I want Adam Cole and the Bay-Bays to attack Drew. You know what? That would be good too. I would really, really like that. I
just said that. Thanks for stealing my idea, Hannah.
Planet Dan says, I had an idea and wondered your thoughts on it. What if the Money in the Bank briefcase was defended like a title on either every pay-per-view or every couple pay-per-views? I wouldn't hate that. I wouldn't hate that because it would encourage the person who has the briefcase to get off their ass and try to use it type of thing. But I also don't like it when they burn through the briefcases super quick. This year, they put it on the wrong person. They were like, ah, crap.
Just get rid of this Money in the Bank gimmick. Just get rid of it.
I love it.
Do you? You're a fan of the Money in the Bank.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. I think it's easy storytelling.
Yeah, but they don't tell any stories with it.
That's a good point. They tell the story. The person who has it sucks and loses.
Yeah, that's the problem.
It should be easy storytelling. Trevor L says, Jeremy's back. Seth should recruit Retribution. I don't hate that either.
Sure.
Flame Inc. says, Honky Tonk's IC title reign was like Ambrose's US reign. Do you remember it besides its length? The mid-card titles mean nothing in Vince's eyes. Well, you know what? If you don't have memorable length, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you, my friends. Ray Callahan said it would have made more sense for Dawkins to hype Sasha while Tez is awkwardly looking around. Love the change of the women interrupting the men, though. I agree. It would have made a lot more sense for that, for him to be, for Montez to be like, yeah, no, I don't want to, I don't want to. But Dawkins is like, I don't care. Because that's also in character for Dawkins.
Yeah. Tez is just having fun. He wants the smoke. The smoke is, you know, Sasha Banks. The smoke is having fun, Sean.
Yes, indeed. Well, they also beat Team Alpha. This is a friendly bit of competition. This was fun. I like this. WWE was like, you know what? We're going to give them a rematch. You know what might help them be over more? Winning matches instead of trolling people that are actually winning on commentary. Huh?
Hey, sure. It was a fine match. I don't know what the... Chad Gable's so good. Every time I see He's this great. Guy... I'm just like, this guy is so good. Please find something to do something with this guy that isn't pairing him with Otis. I've sold myself on the pyramid scheme. I've sold myself on that. That's what should happen with Seth Rollins.
I would like a pyramid scheme. I would like that. Like, I want him to be out there selling Herbalife and all that good stuff.
Amway. They were at the Amway Arena. They could sell the Amway products.
I want like Montez Ford looking at his phone and being like, why is Seth Rollins messaging me asking me if I need additional income? Why? And then Angelo's like, do I want to be my own boss?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course I do. Why wouldn't I want to be my own boss? Bob Reed said that small exchange between Tez and Gable was so good. Man, Montez's frog splash is something special. Ron Patel sent a super chat and he said, for the point god, the goat. Hey, send those on Twitch. Send the bits if you want the point god to get them.
You send bits now, Sean. You get the Stang emoji, me Ooh. With the Stang paint. You get a Denise emoji and you get a Sean Ross Sapp emoji as well with the bits.
Why did you no sell all my great comments today? I said, kiss my bits.
You were once again yelling at me, always just yelling at me everywhere. Skype, Twitch, Twitter.
I'm trying to get you that money, Jeremy. I want you to be like, kiss my bits. I want you to do that like Cameron Grimes.
People say, some people have said, I think Caleb says, like, I look like Cameron Grimes. I'll wear a hat Cameron Grimes.
From North Carolina.
No, I'm not. Don't spread that rumor.
Hannah M says, Bailey, do you want to be a boss, babe? Oh my god. I'm just trying to get you those bits. Hey guys, leave us a thumbs up, by the way. It would help a lot. Well,
thumbs up.
So here's the thing. To me, the whole comment got tired on Tuesday. But they had to run it back. They had Sasha Banks come out. Jamie Tanick says WWE making Sasha tag champ to save Raw's ratings. I hope they don't go to a match here because I am tired of seeing the women's world champion in the tag title picture as well. It defeats the purpose of them. But we had Bianca and Sasha, you know, they trolled Nia's hole. You could see it coming from a mile away. I get it.
You gotta pay the troll toll if you want to get in Nia's hole.
Yeah. You're so proud of yourself.
Yes, here's Blitz.
Evan Wright mentioned check out Hannah's Twitch stream too. Yes, please do. Hannah's doing some cool stuff over there.
She sucks at Mario Kart, though.
She does suck at Mario Kart. But you know what? Maybe she needed a little bit of a boost, Jeremy. Do you think she needed a boost?
She may have needed a boost. Sure.
She needed a boost. And as I mute Jeremy's mic, you can get a flavor boost over at Gainful.com/Fightful. If you're trying to build muscle, lose weight, or even get your nutrition on track, protein is critical, but it's important to get the right protein powder for your lifestyle and health goals. And Gainful.com/Fightful does that. How about this? Free unlimited one-on-one access to your own registered dietitian. No other protein comes with that. Individual pouches of unflavored protein that come with single serving flavor boosts, rich chocolate, cookies and cream, Madagascar vanilla, my favorite chocolate peanut butter, strawberry cream, which I'm really enjoying, and cafe mocha. You can switch it up anytime you want, or you can take that unflavored protein and put it in your smoothies. It's designed by a team of sports nutrition experts who work with pro teams and athletes, and these formulas are optimized for performance with simple and effective ingredients. No filler, no gluten, no soy, nothing artificial. It's protein based on your body type, diet, fitness habits, and goals. You take a quick quiz, and you get the stuff that's right for you. And you can even find out what your tailored protein formula is and get those boosts that will help you switch up your protein. That way you're not eating the same thing. You don't got like a 1 pound tub of chocolate protein. You've got single serving pouches and you can just switch it up as you want. You can mix them. You can do a little bit of everything. Gainful.com/Fightful. Get $15 off your first month of personalized protein powder. Gainful.com/Fightful. Hit them up on Twitter.
Fall back.
Let them know you heard about them from us. Flaming says, Fightful is greater than WrestleTalk. SRS for Jam That Champion. Nerd Guru says, Asuka should be defending that in the chamber. Sarah, 39 names Deegan says, troll. Good work, BFF Jeremy.
Sean, Brandon Campbell. That was an A-plus reference.
Brandon Campbell says, for all the criticism he gets, Otis was pretty good tonight. Yeah, he was all right, but I'm not saying that one night of him almost not killing somebody with an overhead suplex.
I didn't know what Otis did in this match. He hit like a clothesline, and then that's all I remember what he did.
My God. Guys, please leave us a thumbs up. We are hitting the home stretch of this show already.
Good.
By the way, Seth Rollins, as your father figure, how do you feel about it?
Is my father figure?
Yeah, everybody's.
Oh, I don't know, man. Like,
oh. Also, I want to say, this show is so scatterbrained and all over the place. Apologies. We got to get our legs back underneath this. The double team move that Sasha and Bianca did was awesome.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yes, that looked very good. I don't know. Seth Rollins is a father figure. Sure, whatever. I hope
better than George Michael. Better than George Michaels.
George Michael or George Michael Bluth.
George Michaels.
Oh, sure.
George Michael. Is it Michael or Michaels? I think it's George Michael.
I think it's George Michael.
Yeah. Would you put your tiny hand in his? What about Ron Funches? I saw him sing Father Figure on an episode of New Girl recently.
Did he?
Yeah, it was from years and years ago. But yeah, he was like half naked.
I like dads that hate kids. That's the kind of father that I'm going to be. I'm
all for kid hating.
Yeah. I tried to, I got Hannah's oldest kid to agree to let me blow up the youngest kid last night. Very happy about that. Yeah.
Okay, next segment. Bayley defeated Liv Morgan. Liv Morgan is so good. I'm ready to see her have 10-minute matches. She does great in this match. She ate the guardrail, sold like crazy. But I got some problems with Liv Morgan. Or not Liv Morgan, Ruby Riott. I got some problems with Ruby Riott, the character. She's blaming all her problems on Billy Kay. She could have just graciously accepted whatever Billy Kay gave her, and the ref would not have been distracted. But because she was throwing a hissy fit, the ref, the same ref that missed the count on the last man standing, easily distracted man, obviously. Very easy. So you had to know it was coming, Ruby. You got to watch the product. The ref's going to get flustered here, and he did, and Bayley went, ah.
I like that Bayley's getting the eye rake over as she did to Bianca. That's how she beat Bianca the first time.
I like it.
Another match that you could just tell it was going to end in a distraction finish. And it was Liv Morgan's great. Bayley's great. Match was fine. Tough to get into just because you knew what was coming, but I'm with you. Like Ruby, just be like, all right, cool. I'll take your resume. We'll talk about it after the match. Don't throw a fit. Like don't throw the papers out there. What are you doing? Terrible, terrible. Cost her friend the match. Terrible friend, Ruby Riott.
And then she didn't even take up for it. Or she didn't even take credit for it. She was just like,
yeah, she tried to blame Billy Kay.
You. Man. Now, I mean,
your problems on other people.
It's very, very sad. I love watching Bailey and Liv Morgan work. I like watching Bailey and Ruby Riott work. I don't know where this is going. No idea. Where do you think it's going?
I'm going to drop it in 3 weeks. I don't know. That's my answer for everything with them.
Billy Torres says, I'm here for an easily distracted ref gimmick. Well, let me tell you, AEW matches ref by Rick Knox are your jam, my friend. That is what you need. We've reached the main event, guys. Get your super chats in. Cesaro and Daniel Bryan defeated the Dirty Dogs in the qualifying match.
Is this new music for them?
Relatively new. I actually had somebody, a business manager of a pro wrestler, say, hey, are they getting rid of the Bobby Roode theme? That's criminal. And I was like, probably. They don't want to do anything that CFOs did. They don't want to pay that licensing. Which, if you guys are curious about that, search the story on Fightful. It's a whole big mess about CFOs even breaking up over it or splitting, leading to like some publisher issues. But it's a relatively new song. Did you watch the show last week in your absence, Jeremy?
Dude, I don't like watching wrestling when I have to. You think I'm going to watch it when I don't have to? Come on now. I watched the YouTube clips and I'm good.
I figured you subscribed to YouTube TV and you watched it as you drove a U-Haul down the road.
No, definitely. I figured. It's not what I did with my time last week.
Well, this is a good match. Good double team offense from the Dirty Dogs. I think this is the best use of them is in a tag team, because I'm not going to be interested in either one of them as a singles ever again. Sean, probably.
Use of the tag team champions is in a tag team. I agree with you. Man, I've had a week off and I'm just we're just getting shots up all day, Sean.
You're breaking every fucking one of them too.
You get out of here, Steph Curry. Like, what's the Steph Curry shimmy?
No, you're the swaggy P GIF is what you are. And then it clangs off the rim into like the fourth row. My God, this is a good match. Bryan dives onto Cesaro. I thought they'd play that up a little bit more, but maybe they will next week. But Cesaro wins clean with a sharpshooter. I'm cool with that. I like it. All the heel participants attack. And then Owens stuns everybody except Sami Zayn.
Sure. I didn't like this match. It was a fine match, actually. I didn't like this match, though. Cesaro, he's getting his knee clipped out of him, right? Right? Yeah. Like, he's getting his knee clipped out. Then what's he do in the finish stretch? It is a backbreaker onto the knee that's been clipped twice already. Then he does a swing, no issues with the knee or anything, and it was a sharpshooter. Fine. Like, he just completely gave up on selling the knee. Didn't like this at all. Didn't like it.
Did you make anything of Owens not stunning Sami Zayn?
Hey, he loves his fellow Canadians. That's it. Can Canadians stick together?
Owens says, I'm coming for you, Reigns, blah, 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 blah. You know the drill. It's the same thing we've kind of seen. His beer.
He came out. He stunned everybody. He did the beer bash. It was 1998 all over again.
I loved seeing five straight stunners back to back to back to back to back. That was cool. But, I mean, we've seen Owens, like, look at the camera and do all that stuff for, like, 3 straight months now. Like, I'm ready for them to get off the pot with this.
Yeah,
I'm ready for them to like move on past this. Yeah. But that was SmackDown. It was okay. Brandon Campbell says King Corbin can do no wrong in my eyes. I'm entertained by him just watching him from ringside with his arms folded. Man,
you're an easily entertained man, Brandon Campbell. Brandon, I respect that.
More power to you if you enjoy it. I like his in-ring work a lot when two things don't happen. When you don't get the old 10-10 Eastern half Nelson crossface and the boss man clothesline every single match, which now is the spot that is just countered every single match because everybody sees it. My God. Jeremy, you've got a Twitch stream going live after this, right?
Yeah, 11:30. Spencer Love will be there. Great man, Spencer Love. There's Evan Wright. Hello, Evan.
Spencer couldn't join me on my predictions this week. We had Tempest on, but I'm glad Spencer Love will be there.
Yes, Spencer Love will be there. I think Joel Pearl is going to be there. I don't know why. just keeps like showing up. It's very frustrating. We're gonna play some hockey. We're gonna be playing hockey. We're gonna chat hockey, chat wrestling. Spencer Love's got some ideas that he's gonna throw at us.
Not surprised I wasn't invited, because you all want it to be fair.
You don't know anything about hockey, Sean.
You know about hockey?
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Let me see where. I have a Kentucky Thoroughblades horse foam head over there.
Sure.
Corbin 101 says, I still want to see Rude as a single star. You're about the only one, my friend. All due respect to you.
Go back about 4 years and watch his NXT run if you want to see that.
Yeah, it didn't hit big. Evan Wright says, best heel in the business, Baron Corbin. Of course. Guys, I have an interview with Shaza McKenzie up. I have an interview with Matt Cardona up. Please check those out. I would greatly appreciate it. On Monday, I have Dominic Guarini of MLW. He's talking Filthy Island. He said to me, I felt like we were sold a bill of goods on Fight Island, and we're making good on that. He was like, I didn't like that they advertised fights on the beach and didn't give it to us, so we're doing it. I respect that, Jeremy. I felt robbed too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Filthy Island. I think it's going to be good.
Me too. Guys, check out Leo Rush and Laredo Kid. That was good too. But enough plugging other people's stuff. We had a prediction show with Tempest for the upcoming NXT Vengeance Day show. I'm going to have the Triple H post-show media call. I've got the pre-show media call up. I'm going to do a watch-along on YouTube.com/FightfulScraps on Sunday to get those hours up. But Saturday night, UFC pay-per-view, you got Kamaru Usman and Gilbert Burns. We will be simulcasting that on this channel. Drop by, send a super chat. Show that MMA channel some super chat love, my friends. Brandon Charles Powell says, I find Tommaso Ciampa more of a father figure than Rollins. Jeremy, you were not on our show. I love that Tommaso Ciampa is going back to when haircuts were men and going with the bald spot up top. I respect it.
Sure. I got a lot of hair, Sean. I'm not.
Jeremy doesn't care about anything. Until next time, just go to twitch.tv/FightfulGaming. Kiss.
I'm on the takeover. Sean, I'm on the post takeover show. You can't even let me plug this. You're plugging all this other takeover stuff. Myself, the Joseph Holbert will be there, and Alex McCarthy will be there. Me and two Brits.
You got two of them?
I got two. I'm not going to be able to understand either of them. It's going to be, I'm very scared. I'm very scared.
We're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.